Aboard the shuttle Vernus, deep space.
Kandra sighed, frustrated.
You're not being very forthcoming.
Opposite her, in a rear-facing chair in the shuttle's passenger compartment, Valen Horn shrugged.
Some things are better experienced than spoken of. Gisela and I are taking you and your CAM operator somewhere you can experience something remarkable.
Where?
Namchurios.
The name sent a little thrill of childhood fear through Kandra. What had come out of Namchurios 30 years earlier had been the stuff of bedtime horror stories for those of her generation.
Does it involve the Death Seed Plague?
Perhaps. It certainly involves a menace endangering our galaxy, our very existence.
But you won't tell me what it is, or how it relates to the Fireborn explosion, or to the Jedi takeover of the Senate building.
She now knew, from scattered hypercom reports picked up during their flight from the Coruscant system, that the Jedi had ousted and imprisoned Chief of State Dalla. But Valen's hints, vague, tantalizing, and maddening, suggested that there was something far, far bigger going on. Some other reason the Jedi needed to be in charge.
Correct. I won't. Some things are better experienced.
Than spoken of. Right, but...
Valen rose.
It's about time for me to take over piloting duties from my sister.
He moved forward, entered the shuttle's small flight deck, and shut the door behind him. Valen settled into the co-pilot seat with a sigh of relief.
She won't stop asking questions.
Gisela gave him a cool, emotionless look.
She is one of them. You could just space her.
No. She may be useful to us when we get to Namchurios, as a distraction.
I guess you're right.
Just stay patient. We'll get through this. Even if we're the only real Jedi left in the galaxy. If we stay smart and let the Force guide us, we'll prevail.
Gisela gave him a troubled glance, clearly not convinced.
If you say so.